Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, Robbie Campo finally gets a chance to breathe a little bit of cool air after a long, hot summer is finally coming to an end. Robbie joins us now, and Robbie, would be a perfect day, except, you know, whenever that wind's got a little bit of the E in it as opposed to the N-E, like an N-E, you get a little bit of high tides down there. What's been the impact so far?
Well, Don, I'll take you back to last Saturday. We had, you know, we experienced some water over the highways. Coming in on Florissant Highway, coming in, that has receded. We don't have no water problems on the roads, except that little back road Citrus is still underwater, which takes about 3 weeks before it gets off of there because it's very slow draining back there. But other than that, you know, it's been high tides in the mornings, Don, you know, and this is probably the best case scenario for anybody that's fishing, that who loves to fish this time of the year. So you got incoming tides at night, and you got falling tides all day. And you know, Don, it's not a bad thing to get a little shake up, you know, like this out of the north. You know, get a little low pressure system or whatever. You know, that pushes this water in a little bit. It's salty. The water's got a good you know, a good salt flavor to it here. It's, you know, it's salty water, which we haven't seen most of the summer. It made things happen. So what I mean by that is we're starting to see red fishing's off the charts. It's been just great red fishing for the last few weeks around here. But we're starting to see some of those outside trout migrated their way back in. We're starting to see some. That, you know, the fish that, you know, at 14 to 17, 18 inches, up to the 20 inch mark, which we haven't seen around here in a long time. So, yesterday we had people catch their limits right here between Shell Beach and going up towards Violet, you know, up in the Mr. Go fishing the north side of the Mr. Go, up in Lena's Lagoon. We're seeing more speckled trout every day being caught. I think a good cool snap, you know, a northern cool snap where we drop these temperatures, drop this water temperature down to around 70 would make a big, big difference. Plenty of bait in the boxes, plenty of bait in the tanks. All we need is people. And one good thing about this time of year, Don, you do not have to get here at 5 in the morning. You don't, you know, you're not running to that outside to the, you know, to the Breton Sound area. You could fish around here. You could get up at 5, get down here, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and you're good because you got falling tide all day. So, you know, with that said, our stage is set here. Our staff's ready for you to get here. We are hosting the last rodeo of our season today is the Fishing for Faith. It's for the St. Bernard Catholic Church. Anyone can participate, and we have tickets here. I don't remember. I don't know if they – I think they're $30 for adults. But anyway, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be held under the pavilion that we have here at Campos. So if you want to do that, you know, come on down. get signed up, and we had the tickets in the office right here. So that was the last rodeo of the season. And, Don, I heard you talk and mention something about these pogey boats. You know, this is not, you know, I'm outraged as much as everybody else is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you know, the east side of the river, what everybody fails to understand, got screwed on that whole deal. You know, the west side of the river got the buffer zone. The east side of the river got the double rig line, what's called the double rig line. I feel like that you know, that half a mile line should have been put on the east side of the river also, but we didn't get that. So these guys are fishing as close as they were, you know, for the last 100 years. So, and it's not only recreational fishermen that are upset about this. You know, the shrimpers are upset about it because they're out there. These guys will plow a boat in just to get to that net and catch, you know, suck those fish in it and turn around and wheel wash back out, and they leave a big trench there. You pushing skimmers or dragging trawls or whatever, and you bog up. So, if you're pushing skimmers at 3 knots, trying to chase white shrimp down, and the rig falls off in that trench, which has happened, you break boat skimmers off the boat because you got a boat that's 40 tons. You can't stop it. So, you know what I mean? So you're breaking up rigging. These people need to be held accountable for what they do. So, yeah, and the east side of the river got totally shafted on the whole deal. So, and we know it's good old boy politics. We know this. They got great lobbyists. I'll give Daybrook Fisheries and West Bank Fisheries one thing. They got some heck of, you know, when they go in there, they load it for bear. They got good lobbyists, and they got good attorneys. And, I don't know who they pay off, but whatever they do, they make it happen.
Well, you know, Robbie, you would think that they would have been satisfied. Like you mentioned, your side of the river definitely got screwed using that double line instead of the coast. But now they even want to come closer. Now they're going to ask for a quarter mile instead of a half mile. And I understand the argument about it's a valuable resource and economy, and it creates some jobs. But I tell you, you got to draw the line in the sand someplace. And this latest push to get even closer, when other states don't allow it at all or have even further restrictions than what we do, Louisiana's the sucker. We are the sucker in this thing, and it's a betrayal to me. They made a deal. They don't want to stand by it. They want more now, and I think it's going to blow up in their face. I think they're going to have a rude awakening come that next November commission meeting when people show up with the pitchforks and the torches.
Well, you know, that just remains to be seen. But, you know, it doesn't – sometimes, Don, it just doesn't matter how much – you know, we complain. It's about, you know, who's got the power. And it's like I said, I seen it in the past. Look, I went there and testified, and so, you know, with pictures of them. Oh, we don't go in the shallow waters. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. You do exactly what you say you don't do. I know better. I've been there. I've seen it. So, you know, I've seen you inside the cut in the rocks. I saw you guys do this. So don't tell me you don't do it. I witnessed it with my own two eyes.
Well, now it's they don't do it anymore. They admitted they did do it. Now they don't. I got them on videotape. We were shooting a TV feature, and I got them right there, dead to rights. And you know, and then they said, "Yeah, okay, well, we might have did it then, but we're not going to do it anymore. But we want to come even closer now." So I think they're wearing out their welcome in the state of Louisiana, what little welcome they had. Robbie, one more thing before you go. I'm not going to get a chance to talk to you on the air until next Saturday. And Wednesday, the flounder closes, so we don't want to have anybody showing Robbie their flounders on Thursday and Friday that they caught
exactly
next week, because it's strictly catch and release till the end of November.
Exactly. That was the next thing I was going to say. Don't forget, guys, flounder season's closing, and I think it's going to be closed for, a month and a half, Don?
November 30th.
So remember, the 15th is the last day that you could keep a flounder. So is it the 15th? You could keep them on the 15th, or it closes on the 15th?
It closes on 15th, Wednesday the 15th.
On the 15th. So the 14th is the last day that you could keep them. So
up until midnight on the 14th. There you go.
Exactly. So look, come on down. We're waiting on you guys.
Go see him. He's waiting for you. Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate it as always.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, I'm going to share some of these text messages with you, and some of them include the last week's assignment I gave you. Favorite hunting quotes that you've heard at the camp or around the campfire, share them with our audience at 504-260-1870. Got some comments in on the Menhaden industry. Boy, they are really overstepping their bounds with this one. We'll be back to discuss more of that right after this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.